USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump said he wanted to listen at a lively White House debate on the subject of vaping. He's now eased off of what he announced 2 months ago, a ban of flavored vaping products. He took on the growing issue of underage vaping in a discussion with industry representatives, health experts, and anti-tobacco activists.
We want to take care of our kids.
The event on Friday contrasted sharply with the president's announcement in September, which raised the prospect of a widespread ban on flavored e-cigarettes. This time, he listened carefully and asked questions.
What about the concept of every state decides?
He said he's still thinking what he should do. Massachusetts has just become the latest state to take a stand prohibiting the sale of flavored vaping products and menthol cigarettes. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The stock market has been on a roller coaster this week. USA's John Hunt takes a look.
The United States stocks shook off a midday stumble to finish slightly higher, though the modest rebound was not enough to keep the S&P 500 from breaking its longest stretch of weekly gains in over 2 years. Banks, healthcare stocks, and companies that rely on consumer spending powered much of the rebound, outweighing losses in technology, real estate, and other sectors. Even with the run of selling this week, major indexes remained close to the all-time highs they set during the steady six-week upward move. The benchmark S&P 500 ended the week 0.4% from its record high set on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Health officials that are investigating a food poisoning outbreak are now warning people not to eat romaine lettuce grown in Salinas, California. They say don't eat any romaine if the label doesn't tell you where it was grown. The FDA says more than 3 dozen people have contracted E. coli. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Some winter weather is forecast for this weekend in the Midwest and Northeast. It comes as more than 55 million Americans plan to travel 50 miles or more over the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA's Jeanette Casolano says parts of the country may deal with the bad weather during the actual peak travel days.
We recommend leaving any day other than Wednesday. Wednesday is definitely going to be the worst, especially between the 2 and 7 p.m. time period, depending on which city you're in.
AAA says some 368,000 vehicles will break down during the holiday. Researchers in Germany have published a study about people who are addicted to shopping. John Clemens reports.
As we head into the biggest shopping season of the year at Christmas, German researchers report about 1 in 20 adults developed an addiction to shopping. Melissa Caldwell-Engel is with Healing Springs Ranch of Tioga, Texas, a residential treatment center for adults recovering from addictions. She tells us this even includes those who become shopaholics online.
I do believe that the easier ability we have just to push one button and have stuff delivered to our doors, while it's convenience, there's a cost to convenience. If you struggle with a lot of pain and poor impulse control, people get themselves in all kinds of messes because of the ease that we have now for shopping.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.